Hello, everyone. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and I welcome you to the May 29th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Tim Connors, sitting in for Pat Norman. And now, let's get started on the news you've been missing. Administrators from the Catholic Diocese of Rockford and Aquin Catholic Schools have announced that Aquin Catholic High School will close at the end of this semester. The primary issues the diocese faces are the shrinking financial resources of the school amid the decline of population demographics in the Freeport area and dwindling student enrollment. The school is depleting available reserves and is currently operating at a deficit. If nothing is done and the school is allowed to continue as is for the school year beginning this fall, the deficit will exceed $400,000. During a meeting, first with employees and then with parents, Dr. Kim White, superintendent for Catholic schools for the Diocese of Rockford, announced that beginning with the 2024-2025 school year, the Diocese of Rockford will open a new micro-Catholic academy in Freeport for pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. The small class sizes enable personalized instruction and individualized learning experiences. Aquin High School classes will no longer be offered, but students in grade 9 through 12 will be offered the opportunity to work with the diocese to attend other diocesan Central Catholic high schools. The microschool model does not allow for expansion for grades 9 to 12 in future years. Aquin teachers and staff are being invited to reapply for positions available and for which they are qualified at the new Catholic Micro Academy. The Micro Academy will be located in the same space as the current elementary grades. Aquin Catholic Schools were established by Bishop Peter J. Muldoon in 1923, originally known as Freeport Catholic Community High School, and began with 33 students. Enrollment for 2024-2025 is down to just 18. In 2021, the Freeport Catholic Elementary School students were integrated into the Aquin campus to help curb costs for both elementary and secondary school education. Enrollment in grades pre-K through 8th grade is currently 83. Enrollment in pre-K through 8th grades for the 2024-25 school year is 77.
The Freeport High School boys tennis team took home the Nick 10 trophy when they won Freeport's first conference boys tennis title in 29 years on Saturday, snapping Guilford High School's winning streak of 13 consecutive titles. The Pretzels last won the conference tournament in 1995 when they also edged out the same Rockford school. The Pretzels dominated the Nick 10 this year, going undefeated in dual meets. On Saturday, they picked up their second conference title in 54 years, finishing with 52 points to easily outdistance Auburn High School's second place score of 45.2. Their score also bested defending champion Hononega, as well as Belvedere North, Guilford, Harlem, Belvedere, Boylan East, and Jefferson. The Pretzels head to sectionals in 2 weeks. Their only sectional titles were in 1988, 1996, and 2001. With only one senior on this winning team, Freeport coach Ed Schrader-Meyer looks forward to more trophies in the future. This is the fifth league tennis title in Freeport history. The Pretzels tied Rockford West for first in 1964, the first year of the modern Nick 10, and also won in 1969 and 1970. We're including photos of the team in the script for this episode on our website. Congrats, Pretzels tennis team.
The Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois is not just for Freeport residents to use, and here's another example proving that will benefit Lena residents. The YMCA will partner with the Lena Living Center to offer a free class on the fourth Thursday of each month from 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. at the YMCA on the campus of Highland Community College. Each class will be a different topic and led by a Living Center staff member. The first class will be May 22nd, focusing on balance and fall prevention. Registration will be accepted online soon at the WISE website. Call 815-235-9622 for more information.
Spring cleaning continues in Stevenson County. The Greater Freeport Partnership once again sponsored a countywide cleanup from April 7th through 14th. And many groups participated, including Rotary, Tri-County School, Hughes Resources, Stevenson County Probation, Voices, Mad Men, Pretzel Pickers, and numerous independent groups. Honeywell sponsored a community cleanup on April 20th with five crews in different areas, including Taylor Park, the Boys and Girls Club, Knowlton Park, Westview Housing, and the neighborhood surrounding the intersection of Carroll and Empire. 57 employees participated. The City of Freeport is sponsoring an Eastside Cleanup Day on May 24th from 8 a.m. to noon, beginning at the intersection of East Jackson and South Hancock. To sign up, call Randy Kohlbauer, Environmental and Regulatory Compliance Officer at the City's Water and Sewer Department, at 815-396-3548. Garbage bags and gloves will be provided. Volunteers are encouraged to bring bug spray, boots, and hand wipes.
Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at FreePod. This Sunday, May 12th, is Mother's Day. Don't worry, though. You still have time to show appreciation to your mom, from sending a card to going all out. Area florists, salons, boutiques, fitness facilities, eating establishments, and other businesses are putting together specials to simplify your gift giving. In addition to taking her to downtown Freeport to enjoy this Saturday's Pretzel City Wine Fest that we detail next, here are a few more ideas if you haven't already finalized your plans. Fitness Lifestyles of Freeport is offering facials and massages at special prices for the holiday. Higher Grounds will offer $15 chair massages on May 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their West Avenue location. And don't forget that a mini vacation at the movies is a good choice. The Lindo Theater has several blockbusters on screen right now to entertain you both, including the action comedy The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And although gifts are great, most moms would agree, time is the most valuable thing you can spend on her. Whether it is a meal together, a walk in the park, a special event, or an extended phone call, take the time to celebrate your mom and other moms in your life this weekend.
In addition to Mother's Day on Sunday, there's a lot coming up this weekend in Freeport. Let's start with the Pretzel City Wine Fest this Saturday, May 11th, as we just mentioned. Hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership from noon to 4 p.m., the event features 12 retail locations that will be serving wine samples from Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa wineries to patrons as they shop. Tickets can be purchased online for $25 at greaterfreeport.com/events, the Pretzel City Wine Fest Facebook page, or on the day of the event. Whether you purchase tickets before the event or at the door, check in at Hilldale Deli, 30 West Stevenson Street, on Saturday to receive your WineFest glass, bag, and map of participating downtown boutiques and shopping destinations. The wine glass can be taken out of the restaurant to stop in local stores as part of the Freeport Festival District. Pretzel City Wine Fest is sponsored by generous community partners, including Medical Grade Aesthetics, Hilldale Deli, Loeffler Wealth Management, Burner Foods, Savant Wealth Management, Mahoney and Mahoney, and the Bacher Auto Group.
One might say that every day is a good day to enjoy the beauty of our natural world. But another event this Saturday, May 11th, is an especially great day to appreciate birds, especially those that migrate through our area, like Baltimore Orioles and rose-breasted grosbeaks. During peak migration periods, more than a billion birds may be in the air on a single night. If you'd like to celebrate migratory birds and learn more about their journey, several area organizations have planned a family-friendly activity just for you. This year's fourth annual World Migratory Bird Day event is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Oakdale Nature Preserve, just south of Freeport on Cranes Grove Road. It is free and open to the public. Event co-hosts are the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society, the Freeport Park District, the Freeport Public Library, and the University of Illinois Extension. The theme is Protect Insects, Protect Birds, which focus on insects and their importance to bird life. This event is open house style, with ongoing educational crafts and activities for all ages and abilities at the Oakdale Pavilion. There will be stations about insect life cycles and bird beaks, a bird migration obstacle course, and stone painting crafts. On each hour, at 10 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and noon, there will be outings to birdwatch and look for insects on Oakdale's trails. Please meet at the pavilion to join one of these outings, led by Audubon Society and Park District members. There will be water, snacks, and giveaways while supplies last. Please note that this is a rain or shine event. If you can't participate in the Migratory Bird Day event, you can still help migratory birds along our regional route. Simply reduce your use of pesticides and fertilizers. Maintain natural vegetation, such as forests and grasslands, and keep cats inside or on a leash. Since lighting plays an important role in birds' migratory signals, it's important to minimize any confusion due to artificial lights. You can help by turning off all unnecessary lights from 11 p.m. to sunrise until June 15th, including landscape lighting that lights up trees or gardens where birds may be resting. You can also close blinds at night to reduce the amount of light being emitted from windows. Many people look forward to the opening of Farmers Market, and both of the markets located in Freeport will be opening this Saturday, May 11th. The Stevenson County Farmers Market on Exchange Street in downtown Freeport will be open Saturday from 8 o'clock a.m. to noon, and the Freeport, Illinois Farmers Market will be in the CVS parking lot across from Aldi's, and it will be open from 7 to 11 a.m. Both markets will be open during these hours every Saturday until late fall. Vendors at both markets will offer fresh seasonal produce, crafts, plants, and much more. Both would be great places to pick something up for Mother's Day. Get ready for some delicious and delightful local offerings when you stop by on Saturday.
Speaking of food, don't forget that also this Saturday, May 11th, is the annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, established by the National Association of Letter Carriers in 1993. Each year, letter carriers across the country head out on their routes on the second Saturday in May to collect donations of non-perishable food items to benefit local food pantries. Since that time, this effort has grown into the nation's largest one-day food drive. It's super easy to help. Just leave your donation of non-perishable food in a bag near your mailbox on the second Saturday in May, and your letter carrier will do the rest.
And speaking of mail delivery, our local history expert reports that the first delivery of mail to Freeport resident homes happened in the spring of 1836, when Thomas Crane of Crane's Grove began collecting the mail from arriving stagecoaches and delivering it on foot. In those days, the person receiving the mail had to pay the postage, not the sender. A delivered letter cost less than a penny, between about 0.19 and 0.25 cents. That's not 19 and 25 cents. That's 0.19 and 0.25. Following this first local mail delivery initiative, U.S. President Millard Fillmore appointed the first postmaster of Freeport in May of 1849. Our letter carriers have been helping us for nearly 190 years, and we hope you can help them on their annual food drive this Saturday. As we close, we'd like to remind everyone to let us know how we're doing at Freepod by taking our 5-minute survey online at our website. Your input is very much appreciated. With that, Time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. Don't forget, if you have a cicada story, you could win a cookbook. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Again, I'm Tim Connors here with Paulette Williams-Thomas, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Happy Mother's Day, and thank you for listening.